Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
I know you said it, girl.
That's right. Wake up out there. It is Tether Tuesday, and you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals. Workshops, education, higher ed. But we focus on the young minds of our youth out here. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening, and that is the author of The Healing of the Wound. She is our master, and she has some information for you. But before we get going, you know, we're celebrating still Black History, then and now and forever. It will keep on. And when we speak of relationships, I'd like to share this quote with you from my favorite mentor, Daisaku Ikeda. No matter what the circumstances, you should never concede defeat. Never concede that you've reached a dead end, that everything is finished. You possess a glorious future. And precisely because of that, you must persevere and study. Life is eternal. We need to focus on the two existences of the present and the future and not get caught up in the past. We must always have the spirit to begin anew from this moment, to initiate a new struggle each day. And the best relationship, this is my spin on it, after Daisaku Ikeda, is the best relationship you should start is the one that you start with yourself first. Before Stephanie Haynes comes on and let us know, get those pads and pencils out, I'd like to put out vote. March 5th is the primary. We want to put the right people on that ballot. We want to put the right ones there. And for all you diabetics out there still pricking and sticking, we want to be able to eat well, sleep well, and stay balanced. You want to check out Dr. Glenda Davis. And you will hear the truth, and nothing but the truth. Her masterclass will be on February 29th. It's a free masterclass online, The Lies That You Have Been Told. And to register for that class, and please register, you're going to get some information, education, to unlearn, to relearn, to live, okay? And that website is www.exposingdiabetes.com. Again, www.exposingdiabetes.com. exposingdiabetes.com. And Stephanie Haynes will be participating, her organization, for the Black Family Summit. And that's going to be on March 5th. That's the same voting day. So go to the summit, vote first or vote after, whatever you need. Just show up at both of them. And that will be held at the California Endowment Center, but she'll give us more information on that. And, you know, she's an athletic, strong person out there. She will be running in that March 17th marathon. You know, cash your funds in there. It takes money to do that. We want to donate and support her on that. So we're going to get going here. And let us say, because it is Black History, you know my favorite person. I'm going to say it again. If you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And that's my friend, Mr. James Baldwin. Welcome in. We'll listen to this, and then we'll bring the master.
It would be easier to take the wet from water or the dry from sand than for anyone to try to separate us or stop us from holding hands. Cause I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you from the bottom of my heart. What lovers don't together. What lovers don't together.
Can't nobody take it all.
Right, what love has joined together. And we have the dynamic Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening, the author of The Healing of the Wound, the lady of the community, the lady that's out there beating those sidewalks down and making everything happen. Stephanie, good evening. Welcome in. How are you doing?
Good evening, Miss Linda. I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm great now. I got this big smile on my face, and you know I have to put it out there how much we appreciate you for taking our time to come in with us and care and share on this Tell It Tuesday. And if we're going to talk about this relationships, I got 4 pens ready and 5 pads because I know you have something to tell us, okay? Relationships are very important, so I'm going to be quiet over here. And before you go, at the end, I'll ask you to remind us again of what's happening with the Black Family Summit and things that are going and how to contact and how to register. Don't let me forget, okay? I'm going to be quiet over here. Welcome in, Stephanie, and thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, so tonight's topic is going to be on relationships with father or significant male figures. So relationship with fathers or significant male figures influence how women relate to the men in their lives. During our formative years of early childhood, fathers or male models teach us how men behave, what to expect from them, and how to respond to them. The nature of those relationships form our later response to men. In healthy relationships, we learn to respond in unwholesome ways. An unhealthy relationship causes distress and dissatisfaction. Abusive experiences teach women to expect to be treated poorly. Women of all ages are raped, sexually harassed, or assaulted, robbed, and subjected to aggressive. Many tolerate poor treatment, hoping that if they hold out long enough, the negative behavior will stop. It is a system of low self-esteem. Women feel unworthy of love and stay in abusive situations trying to make themselves more appealing. The prospect of not having a man in their lives intimidates others, and they submit to mistreatment rather than go alone. The eyes or the most cheerless glaze penetrate between its immediately path without sparkles. We often choose men like our father, like I did when I was growing up. My father was in the Navy. Every weekend, he would come home drunk. He would abuse my mother and the family. The only one I would always say to myself that I would not marry a man that would abuse me. So what I found out in my later years is whatever you focus on is what you will manifest. Yes, I manifest relationship with a man that has some of his characteristics. I learned when entering a relationship, we dedicate all of our power to choose, to say no to behaviors that is unacceptable or damaging to our well-being. When operating from fear, weakness, and insecurities, rather than from love and strength, we create relationships that we are used to seeing or that we are comfortable with. When we are loved and strong in our relationship, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bringing us down. Now, when women are made to be loved and cherished, however it starts with us, we have to transform our pain and struggle into medicine, meaning that whatever type of relationship we desire to have with the men, we must have it with ourselves first. For example, if we want a mate to love and respect us, we have to love and respect ourselves. Everything begins and ends with us. Now, I have some questions. Why do women choose men like their father? And that's you write down your answer. Why do you choose men like your father? Or even have you chose a man like your father? And it can be some of the characteristics. And it doesn't have to be positive. I mean, it doesn't have to be negative. It can be positive characteristics. Because everybody doesn't have a negative relationship with their father. What are some of the characteristics of the men you chose that are like your father? And number three, what do you have to change to stop attracting negative characteristics back to your father? What is the thing that you need to do? Number four, what inner transformation has to take place to attract the man you desire? And I have a quote. When we forgive our father, he has caused us in a loving relationship with our mate. And with that being said, is that we have to really go in and do the work. Because if not, then you'll take that same baggage into another relationship. And it's become a cycle. And then if you have children, especially girls, and then your girls, if they don't see a healthy bonding with your, with their father in the relationship, they think, okay, this is normal. This is how it's supposed to be. So you want to break that. And to have that happy relationship with your mate, you have to heal yourself first before you get into another relationship. And with that, setting boundaries. You know, setting boundaries with your mate or any male. And get your pen and pad on your journal, whatever you have. We got some writing to do. So the first one is, I have the right to take care of me. Number two, I have the right to protect my body and treat it with dignity and respect. Number three, I have the right to say no as many times as I need to. I have the right to participate in decisions involving me. I have the right to walk away from a bad situation. And with that, you have to know that you are in a bad situation to walk away. Because things can become normalized where you think this is how it's supposed to be. I have the right to determine best for me. Last but not least, I have the right to expect the best for me. Read a poem, and it's called I Wear Your Love by Jag. A delicate beauty of time, life's gifts to enjoy, you glide through my dreams. The soul of God's essence, ambassador of peace, you walk with my spirit. From the palmer of the citadel to the solix of my solitude, I wear your love. Like the scent of the Casablanca saturated at home, a gooey drips down the side of a honeycomb. Like nightfall covers the face of earth, or dazzling sunshine that follows morning birth. I wear your love. Autumn leaves blanket, barren false floors, but tides of sun gently overlays the shore. I wear your love. Right. Now I have some more questions. Now, what attracts men to you? So what is that about you that you attract the type of man that comes into your life? Number two, what did they bring to the relationship? Because sometimes if you are not a complete woman, then you're going to either attract someone that is very needy, and want you to support them or her. Number three, what did you expect from them? Did you expect that person to make you happy, to support you? Number four, in what ways were your expectations communicated to them? And the beginning of your relationship is very important to set down the ground. I don't want to say rules, but your boundaries you would like in the relationship, the things you want to tolerate, and to come to the middle where the respect of the whatever decision you and your partner makes or the agreement how the relationship is going to be. That's very important. Because being in a relationship and having expectations, and when those expectations are not met, then someone is not going to be happy in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So the communication is very important. Never, ever not speak on what you feel in the relationship. I have another quote here. When both parties in a relationship knows what it is expected of each other, the values important to both are clear. Clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person ought to know about the other person needs and wants. Because if you don't talk about your needs and wants, you know, everybody's not a mind reader. You have to speak on what you want. All right. So I have more questions here. At what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? Hopefully, no time. And when you're being treated like a doormat, that means that there is no boundaries. You don't have no say-so. You give in. Don't know how to say no. So let's reflect. Reflect back on when you allow someone to use you as a doormat. Number two, at what time do you allow yourself to be treated like fine crystal? And now that's very important. Because if a person never sees you in a way that he's treating you as his queen and as he should, then something is wrong. You have to have, you know, not always showering you in gifts. That's not the relationship. It's not about the material things. It's about the quality time that he spends with you. You know, making sure that your needs are met emotionally. And when I say needs met emotionally, not meaning that someone is always needing, but actually really connecting with you on that emotional level. Constructive change can you make in your attitude and behavior? Because sometimes our attitude can keep us from getting what we desire in our relationship. Because sometimes it can be a turnoff. You know, in the relationship. You know, you might be triggering something in that person. It's shutting down your tonality, the way you act. You know, so what is that you need to change about your attitude or your behavior? Respect it. Or you're not hearing that individual. Number four, what implicit and explicit messages do you send to a man about yourself when you engage in casual sex? And casual sex is meaning that there's no commitment in this relationship. There's someone that you enjoy having sex with. But remember, if there's no boundaries set, even in casual sex, meaning having unprotected sex, and if that person or yourself is out there having sex with other people and it's unprotected, you're not respecting yourself or the other, because whoever you're having sex with, that person is having sex with them as well. So sex is energy, you know, and whatever partner that you're with, you're carrying that energy in you, and vice versa, and whoever else you're having sex with. So just be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. Number five, how accurate are the messages that you're sending? It's very important what kind of messages that you send to your partner. You know, don't lead a person on if you're not serious about the relationship. It's very important. Number six, are they the message you intend to send? And if so, honor those messages. Don't retreat when the time comes. And what ways can you reflect changes in how you treat yourself? You know, treating yourself with respect is very important. Treating yourself, being worthy and deserving, you know, because if you don't have that self-worth, that's when you become that doormat, that people just walk all over you. It doesn't even have to be a mate. It can be in your workplace, can be in your family, can be anywhere, be just siblings, you know. So, you know, really reflect and see what changes that you need to make to treat yourself with respect, love, care. Self-care is very important. Self-care is not always just getting your hair done, your nail done, but just physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. That's self-care. Making sure all three of those are in congruent with each other. Being centered, being at peace. And living with joy and happiness. Number eight. Do you want a life that is inferior to what you deserve and can create? Do you want a life that is inferior you deserve and can create? That means that you really have to believe in yourself that you are deserving of whatever you want in life. You know, I say this often, there's no lack in the universe. You just have to believe that you deserve whatever you desire. That's very important. Are you asking too much? You don't want to be a needy person. You want to be able to be independent of your partner. In case if anything happens, you're able to take care of yourself. And that's very important. So what is your bottom line? What do you really want out of the relationship? And be honest with yourself. And number 11, do you know that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity? Do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity to him? Number 12, in what ways can you create a fulfilling life? That means that creating and having all your desires met. If not, you have the tools to create the things that you desire. Are you working on the things that you desire? And what? Do you believe you can do it? Because you have to believe. You have to believe that you deserve it. You have to believe that there's no lack in this universe. That everything that you need and desire is within you. You just have to cultivate it. And then some of the things you desire and want, the universe can provide it if you just open up your heart and not live into fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when living in fear, then things become diluted. And then you'll be in an illusionary state where it's just in your head. It's
mm-hmm.
not real.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to believe that you deserve whatever you want. Last question. What do you want? But sometimes you really don't know what you want. But you got to know what you want to be able to create. That is what you want. Okay. And I think I talked about last week about some healing thoughts, but I want to repeat them again for the new listeners, because this is the end of the healing of the wound. We went through the wound exercises. We went through forgiveness, learning to let go, breaking away from other people's expectations, taking off the mask, honoring yourself, embracing the beauty that lives inside of you. And tonight we're talking about relationships. So I want to end this with some healing thoughts. And the first one is, the past is over and cannot be changed. It's the only moment that I can experience. I trust myself and I trust life to support and protect me. I create miracles in my wonderful world. I am open to the wonders of the universe. I am willing to see how and where I need to change. I have many dreams, and I know that I deserve to have these dreams come true. I now transform anger into positive ways. I love and appreciate myself. I feel my body nourishing food. I feed my body nourishing food and beverages in ways that are fun. I earn an excellent income doing what satisfies me. I know I can be as successful as I make up my mind to be. I experience love wherever I go. Loving people fills my life, and I find myself easily expressing love to others. The answer within me comes to my awareness with ease. I deserve the best, and I accept it now. Mm. All of my needs and desires are met before I even ask. Give myself permission to be all that I can be. And I deserve the very best in life. I transform the needs to blame anyone. I expect the people around me as they are. And that's very important. So often we're trying to change people to fit into our world.
Mm-hmm.
I am guided throughout this day to make all the right choices. I only desire that which is for my highest good. All of my friends understand my needs. I have many friends who love me. All right, so I want to thank each and everyone to going on this journey with us for the last 7 weeks. And so what I want you to do, your next steps on this journey, is to really take completely each day, you know, whether it's journaling, meditating, whatever it is, to really look at your life and see what changes that needs to be made so you can move forward in your life and live in a space of responsibility, accountability, love, respect, honesty, joyful, playful, you know, because you need all of that in your life to be whole, to be centered, to be peaceful, to be calm, is to really to reflect. When things go wrong, and it's okay to sit back and do a mental health day and say, hey, I need to get recentered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want you to remember to daily exercise, rebalance and purify your life every day. Tune to your spiritual self. Forgive always. Pray without ceasing. Love yourself before others. Be true to yourself so you can know yourself. Be open to positive love. from yourself and others. I pray that your journey into inner healing and self-empowerment continue to fulfill you. All right, so that's it, Ms. Linda. You have any questions for me?
Not at this time, because you know I have been over here writing, and I just love the affirmations. I love the poems and what I do. And what I suggest that others do is go back. You go back and listen to this so that you can write each line and each question and each affirmation down and file them away or put them wherever you put them, because this is some good stuff. It's always some good stuff either way, yeah, that she brings it, you know. And the healing of the wound is just what it is, because as we started off in the beginning, you know, our trauma starts in the womb of our mothers, okay? And we already come out traumatized. So this particular book series is something that you want to get and put in your library, because it's never, ever ending, and it's always helpful. And when you go back, you have things to like, say, reflect back on, you know, work on your life, look and reflect, you know, to be responsible, accountability, honesty, joyful, playful, all of those things really, really, really make you feel good. And sometimes because we go through so much, or we're there with voices for persons who can't speak for themselves, we believe in elevating and uplifting others, so we have to remain, we have to stay elevated, because like she said, we're all energy over here. And when you're dealing with stuff, and you're trying to be the voice of other people and uplift them and remind them of their love and how they should desire the best for themselves and their worthiness, it takes a lot of energy to do that. But it's good for you. It's good for you. That's why she said give, 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 because as you're lifting them and encouraging them, you're uplifting and encouraging yourself, because you know you have to stay on top of it. Because if you let yourself drop, then who's going to be there to uplift you? So this is a journey that we love taking over and over and over and over again. It's something that will never, what do you say, get outdated, because it's all about you. And it all starts with you. As Stephanie says, it begins and ends with you. I always say at the end of the day when you get home, who do you have? You. I do a daily assessment. And I do that so I won't do the same stupid stuff I did yesterday, tomorrow. I do that. So that's my little 5 or 10 minutes or whatever I need to jot down to keep myself uplifted. We all find different things to do. And especially if you're out there moving with others' energy and you're out there in the community, or you're just dealing with people, period, no matter what it is, you have to take out time and do you. Because I've seen incidents where when you don't, when you allow yourself to become a doormat, when you don't really receive the love that you should have and what you focus on, you bring it to you, it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling at all. So this particular, well, the whole book, but this particular series on relationships, and one that you said young girls look for persons like their father, okay? And I have no children, but all the children of the universe belong to me. And they said, well, you never had children. I said, nope, I never had children. Well, why not? Because I didn't have men that I wanted to father my kids, okay? Because I was looking for that man like my daddy, okay? All right? I wanted to be able to sit down and have conversations at the dinner table and things of that nature. And those weren't the type of mates that I was attracting. So I did not want them to father my kids. Uh-huh. You have to be careful who you lay down with. Same as when you're having sex, and as she was saying, unprotected, you when that person's having sex with that other person and coming back to you, everybody's having sex together, okay? Because that's energy. So this wrapping up the chapter of the book is a really good thing, and reminding ourselves that we're open, okay? We're open. and I deserve the best. You have to talk to yourself every day because we do deserve the best, and you should have the best. And everything that we need, we already have. We just have to release that fear and step out there and get it. And you have to determine when you do it. You have to determine when it's the time, because one thing is very resentful when persons go to persons and tell them what they should be doing. Okay, that's not a good thing. As some people just don't want to hear that. Okay, so it makes a pullback. It makes them resentful because most of the time they know they should have been doing it a long time ago, so they really don't want to hear it from you. But, Stephanie, this has been very exciting on this chapter. Now, next Tuesday, that's March 5th. That's election. That's the Black Family Summit. Are we coming in, or are we going to pass that? Because I'm out there with them candidates, celebrating and stuff. What do you feel about that? Will we come on next Tuesday, or will we go to
Let's skip next Tuesday, because I will be out busy as well with the election.
Oh, okay. And then you have that Black Family Summit that day. That's the same day
yes,
as the California Endowment Center. Yeah, I knew
yes,
you were going to be
is.
Pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know that
yes.
I'll be doing wrap-up and the roundup. So, listeners, we going to take it dark on next Tuesday. We're going to bring you some excitement, but we got to get out here with the community and celebrate these candidates that we're going to put in place to get the job done. That's next Friday. It's Tuesday, March 5th. If you haven't already done it, because this primary election is very, very important. It places the nominees on the ballot that's going to be placed in those seats to get the job done. Do your homework. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of persons that I'm hearing across the nation. They're not committed to nothing and nobody. Okay, that's a good thing in a way for them, but it's not a good thing for the whole thing, okay, because if you don't cast that vote, you leave an opening for somebody up in there you don't want to be up in there, okay? So just really, really double think about that. Your vote matters, and your vote is your voice. And we came out, 10,000, 50,000 people go sit in the rotunda or the room and say what we have to say. So we have to make sure that we put those representatives there that can speak for us. So be very, very careful who you place in those seats and make sure that they speak in the language that benefits you. So it's going to take a little work, but get out there and do it. Every vote, your vote does matter where you think it does matter. And despite of what you're hearing, all the rigmarole that's going, it's going to always be that way. When it's election time, it becomes fun time. But that's where you have to stand in the middle, keep yourself balanced, keep your spirit right, and make your decisions for yourself and do a lot of research. Wouldn't you say that, Stephanie Haynes? You got to check it out. You got a lot of lies out there. You have to be able to decipher that lie, okay? And watch that person. You have to really be able to dig in there and see, are they not? And for those of you who don't think that you have to vote, that's when we get in trouble, okay? You have to put it out there. Because you can't sit back and complain about anything or listen to third-party information. You have to jump in the stew pot and bring some carrots, okay? Bring those carrots if you want to make those changes. See, change agents work that way, but change makers move a little bit differently. And when you become a change maker, can't have no fear. You have to stand up, speak out, and say it. And with this particular time, on March 5th, you'll be able to say that with that little check that you put in that box. And I'm gonna end it with that, Stephanie. Give us a word to take us up out of here. This has been very, very exciting. It's been a very, very busy week. And next week is going to be a little bit busier. So, listeners, we won't be on next Tele-Tuesday, but we'll come back and give you the information, okay? Because I might be recording in some of those celebration halls. It just depends. I just have to get out there and congratulate the winners. So we work in the community, and from time to time we have to show our face. So we're not on next Tuesday, but we'll be back the following. Is that right, Stephanie Haynes?
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's
on March. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, March 17th, the marathon. Is it still time for them to still come in with your email with fashionfit22@gmail.com. Go in, guys. Support her. Taking those donations, you know. And she's always going to be a winner. Okay, so you're putting your money behind the best one. I can tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. She gets up there and push it on through. Rain, sleet, snow, or whatever. Stephanie is out there. So let's support her. That's March 17th, the marathon. And the email is fashionablyfit22@gmail.com. I'll spell it FASHIONBLYFIT. 22@gmail.com. Support her, because she's always here for you, caring and sharing and giving you that education, enlightening you, and you can depend on her. So let her know that she can depend on us, okay? Do it. Yeah. Things to do. Yeah, vote and support Stephanie. 17, guys, we're not on. Let me just double check before we get this straight, because I can always go and change. Okay, 17th is on a Sunday. All right, so no problem. Okay, so we'll be back on the 12th. But Stephanie, I'll be getting in touch with you. It's been hairy. It's been crazy. But it's been a fun time. It's been a joyful time. I'm dealing. I love it. And every time I find myself drunk, I get back on that surfboard and ride the waves on through the ocean. And that's what you listeners have to do, too. And again, I'm going to mention James Baldwin, my favorite. If you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And on that note, I'm going to take us out here with a song from the play Heated Discussions, because we are celebrating our Black history. And this is the theme song for that play. I'm so sorry I cannot remember the writer's name, but I will get that, because I will play this song forever and ever. And Stephanie, join us in. Listen as long as you can. And thank you again, that I just want to play this song, and because we do have to tell it, remember it, and remember those out there who have paved the way for us. So we have to keep this torch going. Stephanie, we love you. Listeners, not anything. Tell it Tuesday. Get out there and vote. And you diabetics out there, listen to Dr. Glenda Davis, okay? She has a master class February 29th. You want to unlearn to learn to live again. She's going to tell you the truth and get all of those lies and give you some aha moments that you've been told diabetes, okay? And you know, that's a dreadful disease, it's a moneymaker, but it is curable. Dr. Glenda Davis, exposingdiabetes.com. Okay, Stephanie, we love you. Let me just take us out on this. Listen up, guys, just a little bit of it.
What would they say?
What would our leaders of old say? Would they see the news? The artists, the writers, when they look at us and see our pain, what would they say?
What would they say?
This dark, painful gutter. What kind of story? And what speech could Martin Luther King preach to shed some light? Would Lorraine and Barry write a new ballet that deals with all the heartache that we're going what, through today? If they were here today,
they
oh, if they could feel our pain, I wanna know if they were here today. I wanna know, I wanna know, I wanna know.
What would they say?
What would they say if we choose to bend the knee?
What would they say?
Not even Richard Pryor would dare to crack a joke.
What would they say
when he sees a man who was bound to cuff and choke?
What would they say
if they were here today? What would they say?
Others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.